Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mark Abrams. Here's what's happening. Governor Phil Murphy says masks will soon be required even outdoors in New Jersey.
They've been strongly recommended out of doors. We're going to turn that up a notch today and say we're going to ask you if you can't socially distance, then it's going to be required.
A similar law is in effect in Pennsylvania, but unlike PA, Murphy tells MSNBC his order might be enforced by police if it's being ignored.
If you're congregating with a lot of other folks and there's no social distancing, you're going to at least get a warning, if not something stronger.
Murphy also stressed the importance of hand washing and staying home when not feeling well. New COVID-19 cases in Philadelphia have stabilized, according to city officials, but they are in no hurry to relax restrictions on indoor dining. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Considering that cases are climbing in other parts of the region and most of the state and are higher than New York at its peak in some parts of the country, the fact that Philadelphia is still averaging about 110 new cases a day is not unwelcome news. But Health Commissioner Tom Farley says it's also not time to drop precautions.
I think in view of the increases all around us that we need to be very cautious right now. I'm in no hurry to open up restaurants for indoor dining, which appear to be an important site for transmission elsewhere.
Delaware is one place where new cases have crossed the threshold into a high incidence area. The city has asked people coming from high incidence areas to quarantine for 2 weeks, but Dr. Farley says that doesn't apply to Delaware at this time. The school district is outlining how it plans to keep students and staff safe from the coronavirus this fall.
Everyone, students and teachers, will have to wear masks in class. There will not be temperature checks of students, but school staff will have to answer an electronic health questionnaire every morning. If they pass, they'll receive a green check on their cell phone that they'll display when they arrive at school. In classrooms, desks would face all one direction and be 6 feet apart. Restrooms would be cleaned frequently, with some sinks designated as off-limits to create social distancing.
Officials say cleaning teams will be disinfecting high-touch areas many times per day, and physical education would be held outdoors as much as possible. Philadelphians have had to deal with fireworks in the middle of the night for weeks. Now police are looking into two serious incidents. One left a 12-year-old boy seriously hurt. The other was an attack on a woman in a wheelchair. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the details.
The first incident, 9:30 last night in Kensington. Officers heard a loud explosion, so they rushed over to Custer Street between Kensington and Allegheny Avenues. There, police say a 12-year-old boy ran into a house after badly hurting his left hand. Chief Inspector Scott Small says the boy and some other kids had been playing with some kind of explosive.
They're thinking along the line something like an M80 or a possible quarter stick of dynamite or something in that range.
The boy was taken to the hospital with a serious injury to his hand. 4 hours later at 24th and Lehigh in North Philly, police say several teens tossed fireworks at a woman in a wheelchair and a man who were talking. The woman was hit in the chest. The man's arm was injured. Both refused treatment. With a surge in gun violence, 214 homicide victims, more than 900 shooting victims amid the pandemic, and a national call to defund police departments, the city's top cop spoke with KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson about why she says the last few months have been an imperfect storm.
Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw says the spike in gun violence paralleled the stay-at-home order, as many shooters are seeking out their victims who are home. Some are re-offenders.
There's a lot of disputes over social media beefs, territory. There's a lot of people getting out of prison that are seeking to reclaim their territories.
She says cops have been reactive rather than proactive, as officers are handling protests and unrest in the city.
I don't even want to call it a perfect storm, because it's not perfect. It's an imperfect storm of a whole bunch of things happening at once that are very uncomfortable.
With calls to defund the police, Outlaw says most police officers agree they are handling too many calls, such as suicides, overdoses, even noise violations. But she rejects any notion to tear apart the department as Philadelphians continue to be killed daily. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mark Abrams. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.